and welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. My name is Ezra Posey. I'm sitting in today for Naftali Herman, who will be back tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day here on Wednesday, Yom Revi'i, the 20th of Kislev. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. Thank you again, especially to the Schwartz family, who has been supporting this program for many, many episodes as we go forward. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the daily call and introduce Rabbi Robby Tomboski of Beth Jacob Congregation in Beverly Hills, California. Rabbi Tomboski will share Dibur Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Tomboski slowly reciting our four daily chapters of Tehillim, Parak 20, 23, 121, and 130. Following the Tehillim will be followed by the Mishra Berakha Cholim with a pause for you to insert names for whom you would like to daven, and followed back by Achenu. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Tomboski.
Thank you, Rabbi Posey. This is, again, Rabbi Robby Tomboski, and welcome to everybody who's joining the call. For a moment of chizuk, you know, we look to this week's parsha, and we begin with Vayeshev Yaakov Be'eretz. Yaakov is dwelling. He has come to dwell in the land of Canaan after 34 years of on the run. After 34 years of hardship and challenges, difficulty, trials, and tribulation, finally back where he belongs. And we know that he is now settling down with his family, and he's going to begin to build again. And in Sanhedrin, in the Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan tells us that whenever it says the word Vayeshev, the Torah is telling us that it is a lashon of tzar, it is a language of challenge, of pain, of disconnection. And so we know from there that this is an episode that is about to happen to Jacob, our forefather, that is challenging, and it goes on with challenges with Joseph and the brothers, and continues to live a life that is replete with challenge and with opportunity as well. And what does Rashi say right here on the spot? Rashi says, "Bikesh Yaakov leishir b'shalva." What happened here? Jacob, our forefather, wanted to dwell in tranquility. He finally wanted ease in his life. He had been on the road. He had been working hard. He was cashing out. It was finally time to earn that little slice of paradise that he so much deserved for all that he had put in. And Rashi tells us that that is one of the reasons why all these episodes then follow, because a righteous person, a tzaddik, never gets the opportunity to live in ease and live in tranquility. That life is not a ease pass. Life is an opportunity. And that if they go to look for ease, challenges come their way. And this is very enigmatic. It's a challenge to understand for you and I, because we know that Yaakov is now 70 years old. Yaakov has tremendously strived throughout his life and gone through pain and challenge, difficulty, loss, grief. And he's accomplished so much. And why is that such a bad thing for a human being to finally want to get to a place where they're not in stress, where they want to have the easy life, where they want to be comfortable? That seems like something which would be richly deserved. And he wasn't going to spend his time doing nothing, obviously. He'd be studying Torah, and he would be living a life of a Jew. To understand this, I once heard a beautiful pshat, a beautiful explanation from Rabbi Tversky, who quoted the B'nai Yisachar. And he said that we know we're about to read in Tehillim. We're going to read in chapter 23. There's a statement that says, "Ach tov v'chesed yir defuni ko yimei chayai, v'shafi v'beis Adonai v'yarech yamin." And the psalmist says that may goodness and kindness pursue me all the days of my life, that I shall dwell, again, by Yesha, dwell in the house of the Lord for all my years. And the B'nai Yisachar asks, why do they use the word yir defuni, rodes, pursue here? Goodness and kindness are things which are positive. They bring light and expansiveness to the world. The word rodes here, defuni, is a negative connotation. It connotates a pursuit in a way which is aggressive and negative, like someone who is a thief or a robber. A rodes is a negative term. So why use that here for yir defuni? And the B'nai Yisachar explains something very beautiful, and I think it's pivotal to our experience today as Jewish people, that when we talk about the concept of goodness and kindness in this world, when we talk about our mission and what we're trying to accomplish in our day-to-day lives, we really have two options. We are too valuable to do nothing. We're not here because we're being rewarded to be here on this earth. We're on this earth for a mission, for a job. God has chosen to give us the most important thing that we can do. And each one of us has that unique mission in this world. And we have two choices. Either we can choose to fill our life with chesed and kindness, with tov chesed, in a way which is almost overrunning our life. We're running to do mitzvahs. We're running to go help other people. We're making our lives so busy. We take away our own sense of tranquility, in a sense, to be able to be involved in Torah and mitzvahs. But if we don't do that, if we don't ask tov chesed yirtzuni, if we don't bring goodness and kindness into our world in a way which is almost overbearing, then God has to move us forward. He has to conspire with the universe to create episodes and things that get us out of our comfort zones and bring us to be able to give our mission to this world because of the value we bring, because of the importance that we bring, because we are just too important. When we wake up in the morning and we put our feet on the ground and we thank God in Seymo Da'ani, I think the frame of our mindset is less about what we have to do. It's not heavy. It's what we get to do. And we get to be a part of God's creation. And when we look at it as carrying diamonds and not carrying coal, we have the opportunity to feel and to be uplifted by that experience. As we enter the long weekend, may we all take the time to truly engage again and again in chesed and in kindness and in truth in ways that we can bring our gifts to this world. We'll now go on to say to Tehillim. Please join me. We're going to start with chapter 20, chapter Chaf. Lam Nesech Mizma LeDavid. Ema karo, vena follow, banachnu kamnu venisa dud, adenai hershia, hamelach yanenu biam kareno. Chapter 23, Chaf Gimel. Nismar le David, adenai rawi lo achsar, venos deshe yarbiteni, ame menucha sinahaleni, nafshi yishreve, vancheni vigmal, sedek leman shemo, kam kielach vogeis amavis lo irara, kiafe imadi, shiftach lo mishantacha heme yinachamoni. Harach Rafana Shoka Negat Sarai, the Shanta Vishaman Roshi Kosir Vaya. Ach Toba Chesed Yerdefuni Koy Nechayai, Bishati Vivet Adonai, the Orach Yamim. Chapter 121, Kuf Chaf Aleph. Shir Lamalos, Esei Ainai El Harem Meyain Yavo Ezri. Ezri Niyam Adonai, Esei Shemayim Varetz, Ayitim Lamad Raglacha Vayam Shemaracha. Hine Le Yamim Bala Yishon Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shemaracha, Adonai Tilcha, Ayadi Minecha. Yemem Mishamish Le Yekeka, Yerech Balayla. Adonai Yishmarcha Mikora, Yishmar Es Namshecha. Adonai Yishmar Tetzcha Veecha, Meata Yadolom. And finally, 130. Shir Hamalos, Numam Kim Karsticha Adonai, Adonai Shimba Dakoli. Tiyenos Nacha Keshubos, the Koltach Nunai. Emavonos Tishma Yadonai Miyamo, Kim Karsticha Lamantavari. Kibisi Adonai Kisa Nashi, the Lidvaro Hachalti. Nasha Adonai Shomer Maboker, Shomer Maboker, Yachal Yisrael Adonai, Im Kiyim Adonai Chesed, Vahar Ba'im Mephdus. The Yif Desi Yisrael Mikol Abonasal. We now say in Mishra Berach, for those who are ill, I will pause during the prayer. Please insert the name of the person who we will all be praying for. Mishra Berach Abuseinu Avram Yiflach Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David Shlomo, V'yivarach Yirach Yisrach Kolim. Bavur, Shiyitin, Tzedaka Bavuram, Vesharza Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Racham Mim Aleihem, Lachlimam Ularaposam, Lachzikam Lachayosam, Yishach Lo Lahem Meheru for Shlema, Minashimayan, the Remacha de Rehem, the Shisad Gedehem, the Sachshar Holy Soul, Fuos and Efesher, Fuos Agof, Hasha Bagala, of his man Karev, the Namar Amen. Achenu Kobesi Sarol and the Sun Bataro Bashia. Amidim ben bayam ben biyabasha hamaki merachem aleihem biyotziyim mitzara laravacha neifala vaora neshiva leviola hashabag galavas mankariv v'namar amen. Our brothers, the entire family of Israel who are delivered into distress and captivity, whether they are on sea or dry land, may the omnipresent one have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption, now speedily and soon. And let us say amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Tomboski. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered Latova for good. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 p.m. for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.